At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now, before we get into this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah, I want to discuss our very first ad, Link. Unlike the traditional business card you have to throw out as you change companies, titles, and even states, Link is the new digital card that allows you to update your information as you progress through your career. With Link, you can share more than just your phone number and email address. You can include information like links to your social media, website, and even a podcast. There are tons of really great options on their website where you can choose from a traditional business card, plastic, wood, or metal, and much more. Personally, I decided to go with the key ring option that has an NFC chip and a QR code where anyone with a smartphone can scan and download my information. With Link, I am able to share my email address, phone number, and links to this amazing podcast along with our website. Follow the link included in the description of this episode and be sure to use the promo code NOWABOUTTHAT at checkout for 15% off whatever you purchase. Not only will you get a great deal, but you will also be helping grow Now About That with James and Sarah, the podcast where two friends talk about whatever. Now, on to this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day plans because it is Memorial Day weekend. This will come out on Memorial Day. And we'll just do a quick conversation setting today. I did pull something that is called How to Have a Magically Introverted Long Weekend.
Oh, I love that.
And then An Introvert's Guide to Social Activism.
Oh, boy.
But Sarah decided that she would make our episode recording 46 minutes late.
I know. Okay.
I was sitting here at 6 o'clock my time, which is 5 o'clock Sarah's time. And I was like, okay, we said we would record tonight. I know, because we messaged earlier and talked about what we were going to record about. And I'm just sitting here. Sarah's not answering me.
So here's what happened. So last night I didn't fall asleep until after midnight. Okay. Could not sleep. I woke up three times and then to use the bathroom, and then woke up permanently at 4:45 a.m. So, and then I got home late because I had a doctor's appointment this morning for my IVF stuff. And so I had to, rush after that to get to work. And so then I stayed longer at work to make up for the fact that I was late to work because of my appointment. So then I didn't get home until 3 o'clock, which is normally when I would already be asleep. And then I had to eat something because I was like, if I don't eat, I'm going to die.
Well, it's nice that work let you stay after to make up for the time that you missed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, not that I did a whole lot because I don't do a lot at work, but, whatever. So, anyway.
I mean, you could have ended your sentence that I don't do a whole lot.
Ouch. Ouch. Anywho. So, yeah. And then I got up right as I was almost asleep. that's when my doctor's office called to tell me what the schedule was going to look like for my egg retrieval. So, and then apparently I slept right through my alarm. So yeah, here we are.
So what day, sorry, what day is your egg retrieval?
Tuesday. Tuesday morning. Yeah. So the good news is that after Sunday, I no longer have to give myself shots.
Yeah.
Which would be nice because my poor stomach is covered in bruises from the shots. It looks like somebody has just like been beating my stomach.
It's funny because when we were messaging back and forth on Messenger and you said that in the group chat, I was like, oh, I don't even know that Sam knows that you're talking about egg extraction.
No, so. I completely spaced that, like, I've pretty much only talked about it on here.
Yeah.
I thought I had mentioned it, but apparently not.
Yeah, or if it was, like, just in passing and I don't think, because I don't remember it. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, it was funny. Well, that's kind of exciting-ish. Nerve-wracking. Have you ever actually had to have surgery before? Well, be anesthetized?
Yes, for my leg. After my car accident.
That's right. Sarah and I have the same thing going on in our legs, just on the opposite leg.
Yeah.
And so, mine's obviously much longer.
Obviously. He broke his leg when we were in high school. And then I shattered my leg in a car accident. So it's my right leg and his left leg, which is always so funny to me. But yes. But that's the only time. Was just that one time. And I was so doped up on pain medication from, you know, like almost dying.
Yeah.
That I don't remember anything about that experience.
I remember a couple things from it. One, and I think I've talked to you about it before, but I don't know that I've mentioned it on the podcast. One, they had the like face thing on you for the oxygen, the one that like covers your nose and your mouth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The nurse was telling me to breathe and she was like, let me know if you can breathe. And my mom was in the room and I said, I could breathe better if you'd get this fucking mask off my face. And my mom goes, oh yeah, he's fine. And I was like, what? This is making it harder for me to breathe. Get it off my face.
Right.
And then when I got back to the room, I woke up and I was like, why am I naked? Like, I didn't have a gown on. I was just covered in my blankets and stuff.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, so when they put you, when they removed the catheter, you peed all over the place. So they had to take everything off. Like, okay. Can I get some clothes? I'm laying here naked.
And y'all didn't think to give me some clothes after that? Like,
so those are the two things I remember from my leg surgery.
I remember that I remembered my mother's phone number after the car accident when I was telling them who to call. I was like, can somebody please just call my mother? This is her phone number. And I remember, yeah, that's about it. Like, I remember bits and pieces, but around the actual surgery, I don't remember.
I don't remember what I was going to say. Never mind.
But anyway, so like one of the funny things about this IVF stuff is that I have to take what's called a trigger medicine.
To trigger
to trigger them to like release from the inside of the ovary, so they're easier to grab.
And I imagine they make that noise.
Yes.
When they release. That's just, yes. That's just the noise they make.
I just imagine that they make that noise and they look like boba. That's how I picture it in my head.
Microscopic boba.
Exactly. So I'm just like, okay. But anyway, so I have to take... wow, I typed something wrong. So I have to take the trigger dose on Sunday. And I know that the name for it is not Leopleurodon, but every time I look at it or I think about it, I always hear the two unicorns from Charlie the Unicorn going, "It's a magical Leopleurodon, Charlie." Just like, like, that's not the name of the medication, Sarah. That's not the name of the medication. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just ready to be done with these shots. I'm ready to have this done and over with. My favorite thing was I went to the doctor so much this week. I've had my blood drawn almost every day this week.
Oh, I needed to do that.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. And I forgot to go and get my x-ray done today, but whatever, it's fine. But I was at the doctor's office on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? I don't remember. One of the days this week. And they were doing the ultrasound because they have to check to see how the eggs are growing, right? So I had to use the ultrasound wand. Which sucks, by the way. I hate it. Not my friend. I'm very much looking forward to never having to do that again. They couldn't find my right ovary for whatever reason. I looked at the doctor. I was like, I promise I brought it with me. I had it when I left home. I did not leave it in the Uber. And she's like, well, I would hope you would have it with you. But I'm just like, ugh. Anyway, I'm very much looking forward to not having to take shots after Sunday. Very much looking forward to that.
Well, that's good. Or at least not that kind of shot.
Not that I drink very much anymore anyway.
I actually just saw a video where Kristen, she's from... They were originally from, oh gosh, what is it called? BuzzFeed. But they started their own video and it's Kristen and, oh my gosh, what is the other girl's name? Jen. And they're...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The Kitchen and Jordan Show is what they're... And she has a video that she just released a couple hours ago that's called, it's like My Life with Long COVID or something like that.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, hey. Kristen talks about having long COVID, so that might be a fun episode for you to watch.
Right? And I can compare experiences.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? Oh, so I talked a little bit about it on the group chat with you and Sam about my experience with school this week.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's been fine, because I was always going to kind of discuss it with the instructor once I saw the grade, and I was like, there's no way I'm not going to discuss it, because what happened on Tuesday, I turned in my assignment, and I was like, even whenever I turned in the assignment, there's a little spot where you can make a little comment, and I put, I'm hoping I did this correctly or something to that effect. But I was like, if you have any questions or any feedback, please let me know. I didn't hear anything. And then my grade updated on Wednesday. And he gave me a 37%. But he also, in the comment, said, like, in the section, he said, please contact me. And then, like, left his phone number. And so I emailed. And then he also followed it up with an email. And he asked me to set up a time and contact him. So I responded back and I was like, yeah, please let me know what time works best for you. And then we can do a quick call. And so we did a quick call. And he was like, I know just based on the work that you've done so far, there must have been like something lost in connection, or maybe I'm misunderstanding what your interpretation of the assignment was. So just kind of walk me through what you turned in, and like let me know what your thinking was. He was like, and then he was like, so here's what my interpretation of this assignment is. And he said, it's basically you're to put a lesson plan together and include 2 social media apps in the lesson plan. And I was like, okay, that's exactly what my interpretation is too. So I created a PowerPoint presentation, and the lesson plan was to teach people how to use a computer. So basic computer skills, is computer basics is what I called the PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off just like I do with most trainings. I start off with an agenda. So here's the items we're going to talk about. Here are the people that this would usually cover. The very first slide is just the like introduction slide. And then the second slide is the agenda with that information. And part of it is like part of the assignment was you had to identify the group that you're going to include in the training. And I did that, and I was like, okay, so here's the agenda. These are the objectives. Here's the group. These are like the parameters for the people to join. And then I went into like the actual training and like developed computer basics training. How to use a mouse, how to turn on your computer, how to use a keyboard. And I integrated YouTube, and I was like, so what we would do as a training team is put together a curated playlist of YouTube videos that are instructional YouTube videos on how to use Excel, how to use Word, how to use Teams, how to use the items that they would use on a regular daily basis. He's like, oh, okay, I see that. That makes sense. Because part of his feedback was, I don't see 2 social media apps that you have identified.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I have. So I walked him through, and I was like, so here's where I identified this. And I was like, I also included Teams, which is the one that we would use. And it's a social media app because it's, you're instant messaging, you're sharing data, you're sharing files, that type of thing. So it's
right.
So I was like, and he was like, oh, so where's Teams? I was like, well, it's like the second or third to last slide. He's like, slide before like the end and then the activity. He's like, oh, okay. And then he saw it, and he's like, okay. So I think I understand where you're coming from now and your interpretation of the assignment. So let me take a look at it, and I'll regrade it based on what you explained to me. I was like, perfect. If you have any more questions, please feel free to reach out to me. And he didn't reach out, and I was like, okay, cool. And then last night my grade updated, and I looked and it was 100%. I was like, yes, thank God.
There you go.
I was like, I assumed just turning it in, I was like, there's going to be some confusion, I know, because I was confused, because I was like, there's not, it's very, the description of the act or the assignment was very vague.
Right.
And I was like, it could be interpreted so many ways. This is the way I'm going to take it. And if I have to, I'm going to have to discuss it and explain why I took it this way.
Right.
So I was always, and that, I mean, to me, that means you should look at your assignment description and update it to clarify what it means. Because if there's that much confusion where I 100% have to contact the instructor, I probably should have done it before I did the assignment, but it's still like I shouldn't need to contact an instructor to get clarification on an assignment.
Right.
Just because the description is so vague. So
that makes sense.
But I'm happy with the grade that I got, and I'm excited. And now there's still the one grade that is at 90, it's like 97 or 98% or something like that, because it's a 59 right. instead of a 60. But I did contact him and he said he would take a look at it. I might follow up with it, but I might be pushing my luck a little bit.
Might be pushing it just a little.
Yeah, but I mean, it's fine. But aside from that, it's been kind of a dead week. We have a lot coming up this coming week. It's a short week, but there's a lot packed into it because we have a library visit. So the local public library in Quincy has an ESL talk program where people that are learning to talk and discuss ESL or learning English can kind of take the time to come together every week. It's like two times a week, I want to say, to just kind of talk and practice using their English. So they're going to come to the facility and talk a little bit about that. And then they have some other programs that they use for free. So they're called the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy. And they're just going to come in and hopefully we'll get some people to stop by and talk to them. And I might do a raffle for something. So we have there's some gift cards that they have just sitting around. So it's like, I might steal some of those gift cards and try and raffle off some gift cards.
Nice.
But that's exciting. And then we also have a big visit. He's the SVP of logistics, I want to say, is coming to visit our facility. So we have a big dog and pony show that we have to put on. Kind of show him what we do and show him how we're improving and being the best we can.
Right.
And then I have my computer basics training that I actually just scheduled. So we're going to do that.
Cool.
Fun times.
Sounds like it.
Busy, busy week.
Busy, busy.
And then after this week, Karen, my boss, goes for a vacation. She's going to Jamaica, which is awesome. I want to go to Jamaica.
Same.
Ryan's been to Jamaica. He went to on a cruise.
Wow.
And he stopped in Jamaica. I don't remember when that was. So it was like 2014, 2015. Before we were dating.
I was going to say, it had to have been before you were dating. Because I would remember if it happened while you were dating.
Yeah, I would have gone too.
Exactly.
I won't go on a cruise. I'm not a cruise person.
That's fair. I would go on a cruise. But it would have to be like a short cruise. Because I think I would get bored.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing with cruises, like they stop and you go, like they stop and dock and you can go and like explore.
Right. But I would be one of those people who would get really anxious about
missing the boat. Yeah.
So that would not be fun times for me.
I wonder how that works. Like, what happens if you miss the boat?
I don't know. Oh my God. Speaking of like what happens or what is there kind of questions. I had a question about something that I had never thought of until all the stuff that I'm going through right now, which is what holds our organs in place?
It's connective tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like there's a very specific sheet of tissue.
Yeah.
That holds your organs together holds them in place, as well as secretes a lubricant so that there's less friction when your organs rub against each other.
Yeah.
I did not realize that my organs could rub against each other. And
yeah.
So reading that gave me a very visceral, like, I want to die kind of reaction.
You know what's even crazier is your body and your brain has trained itself to not feel them rub together.
I know. Yeah. Your brain has also trained itself to ignore how painful digestion actually is, which I find infinitely fascinating. But I was just like, you know what? I'm done looking at the internet for today. I learned what I set out to learn and I'm good.
But like, oof. So anyway, so yes, your organs can rub together. And that weirds me out. I don't like it.
Ryan just messaged me and he said, "It's so dead. Also, someone called and requested me at 8. Then just called and changed it to 8:30. And someone is like one of his managers that he isn't too keen on,
mm-hmm.
he said, "She's here, so I have to stay. I Gross. Have to stay for them." And he's doing a doubled. No, he worked. He closes today, so I don't know why he's whining about it. He was going to be working until after 10 o'clock anyways, like he always does.
Right, but still. I guess maybe he was thinking because it was so dead, they might cut him loose.
Well, maybe, but if he has to close, then he's still going to be there until, like, they close.
Right. I'm just saying. What was I going to say? What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend?
Absolutely nothing. Because Ryan works, so, I mean, he works tomorrow, so I don't have to, we can't go and do anything tomorrow. Because he works a double on Saturdays, and it doesn't change, so he'll be doing that. I did just say, while I took Bobo out, and I was standing there talking to one of the other dog parents, I was like, I might... take him to Sonic and get him a cheeseburger and then go to a dog park and let him just play around at a dog park tomorrow.
Dang.
So we will probably go and do that tomorrow, and then I will probably just come home and do some dishes and watch some movies and just kind of veg out. The thing with Sunday where Ryan does work, or he doesn't work, so it's the one day that we're both off.
Right.
Because he works Monday too, so he works on Memorial Day.
Ew.
We both don't like to go and be around people that much. So it's like, we don't want to go somewhere where there's going to be a bunch of people because it's Memorial Day weekend and everything's right. opening. So like all the beaches are going to be open again and everybody's going to be out where it's like we would typically go on the weekend if we wanted to go and do something. Ooh, we might go watch The Little Mermaid.
There you go.
We could go do that. Because that came out this weekend. I might ask him tonight if he wants to go watch The Little Mermaid Sunday.
There you go.
But other than that, we really don't have anything planned. I mean, I have... this week's kind of light with schoolwork, too. Because I only have a discussion board because I already did the rest of it. So I just have to do that and then get ready for the final assignment. Because next week is my last week in this class. And it's... I have an assignment and a discussion board, and that's it. And then I'm done with this class.
Woo!
And then I have 3 more, I think. And then I'm done with my degree.
Even better. I actually need to sign back up for classes for the fall, because I'm hoping that I'm going to be up to that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you will feel better. Maybe this, getting your stuff taken out and not having something cancerous living inside you will give you some more energy and you'll be able to actually attend classes a lot easier.
Oh, that'd be lovely. That'd be lovely.
So I was, well, because Sarah was late, I was like, well, do you just want to push it to tomorrow? And she said she couldn't because she has some, she's leaving out of town.
Not going out of town, but I do have plans. So for once, I actually have a really busy weekend. Originally, tonight's not going to be as busy because originally I was going to hang out with a friend around 7 tonight. But he ended up messaging saying that he is too tired. He had a really long week. So I was actually surprised that he wanted to hang out on like tonight because I knew he was gonna be tired, but anyway, but Saturday we are all part of a polyamory group here in Austin, and we've planned an outing to
a place called Hippie Hollow. And Hippie Hollow is the only clothing optional public park in the state of Texas.
I'm making that face. I'm making that face not because it's clothing optional, but because it's a park and not a beach.
Right.
Because so, I can't think of any place else I would rather be.
Clothing optional?
I'm trying to think. Well, I would never want to be clothing optional in a park because it's always going to be hot and sticky. There's going to be bugs. There's going to be blah.
So the park is along Lake Travis. So like there is water.
Yeah, but so, it's not only water. It's I not mean like a that's, beach.
That's like, true. That's true.
It's just the beach that's clothing optional. Not you, the park is clothing optional and you're walking through the woods and getting getting bugs all up in your business. And
I don't think that's how it works. But I'll let you know after I find out.
That's just what I'm envisioning. Naked people walking through the woods, going on a hike. And then just having mosquito bites all over their bits. And
who goes on a hike naked?
I don't know. People that want to go to the woods naked. People that want to go to a park naked.
Okay, but like it's a park on the water. So it'd be like going to Lake Lemon back home.
Again, woods.
It's along the water, though. I don't think anybody's going to be trekking through the woods naked as a jaybird. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe. But you know what? I'll let you know. I'll let everybody know because it's going to be my first time going there.
And I am not yucking anybody's yum. I'm just saying that does not sound fun to me.
But I
if also, that's your vibe and that's your thing, you do you. You do you. It's definitely not mine.
I'm not going to be clothing optional. I'm going to have a bathing suit. But the main reason I'm going to have a bathing suit is because my stomach is covered in bruises. And I don't want people staring at my stomach.
Sarah's going to be tits out.
You know, the name of the group event is Suns Out, Buns Out. So...
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a fun pun.
While you're thinking that.
Yeah.
Sunday, I am hanging out with a different friend that I haven't gotten to see for a hot minute because we wanted to hang out before I have surgery. And then, yeah. And then Monday, I have to get my blood drawn for hopefully the last time for this. I'm so tired of getting my blood drawn. I really did almost get my blood drawn every day this week. The only day I didn't get my blood drawn was Tuesday.
I need to go and get my blood drawn for the test that my doctor wants me to have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm in my 30s, and I haven't had blood tests done since I don't even know when.
Oof.
So,
yeah.
I should probably go get that taken care of. But
you didn't know.
I just don't have the time. I am working, and they're probably closed. I'm assuming closed on Monday because it's Memorial Day. And right. I can't go Tuesday because I have a lot going on Tuesday. Wednesday, I mean, I have open office hours, but no one ever comes to them, so.
There you go. Do it on Wednesday.
I
could
potentially do it Wednesday, but I don't know. I think I don't know that I have anything else on my schedule Wednesday. Let me check. I couldn't think of a pun for... Suns out or suns out, buns out.
It's okay.
I was trying to, but nothing sounded funny. Or nothing. I couldn't think of anything to rhyme with. Like, it's out, tits out, or something like that.
That's fair.
Snakes. Get your snakes out. I don't know.
Get your snakes out. Oh my god. I just, it's so funny because everybody,
at work, they, because they asked me, they're like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to Hippie Hollow. And then they're like, you're going to Hippie Hollow? And I'm like, yeah.
That reminds me of the place that my mom used to live. I think it was called Hippie Hills.
Oh, yeah.
In Tennessee, I think. She lived at a place called Hippie Hills. Whoa, whoa. I am not taking you out again. Lay down.
He's like, oh, are you sure about that?
I feel there was this, there's a corgi. Yeah, corgi that lives here. He's really sweet. His name's Tagalong. But she calls him, Tag for short. And he's come to really love me, just like all the other dogs do. So,
right. You're a very lovable person.
And whenever I scratch his back and like give him pets, if I stop, he'll look at me and bark. Because he doesn't want me to stop.
He's like, wait a minute.
Well, I was walking Bobo this morning and it was like 8:30 or 8 something like that. And I was walking over there and I saw her coming out and he was still in the thing. And he kind of looked like he was stumbling a little bit. And then she was just bawling her eyes out. And I was like, oh my gosh, is he okay? She's like, he can't move his legs. His back legs aren't, there's something wrong with his back legs. He can't move them. Can you stay in there with him while I go and move my car? I was like, yeah, I totally, that's fine. I love him. He's adorable. He's sweet. I will stay in there with him. So I stood in there and I stayed right next to him and kind of pet him and paid attention to him while she was moving her car. And she was like, oh, it's been like this since like really late last night. He hasn't been able to move his back legs. So I'm taking him to the vet at 9 o'clock this morning. I was so gut wrenched that I saw her like coming around crying and I could see that he was struggling to move. And it's like, I hope he's okay.
Right.
I haven't seen them since. She took him to the doctor, obviously. So I'm hoping it was just maybe like, there's swelling in his back or something and it like pinched a nerve, so it made his legs, and all it needs is like a anti-inflammatory,
right,
and it'll be fine. But I don't know. And he's like, I can't remember if he's 12 or 14, but he's older, so he's not, and it's a corgi,
he's not a there. Puppy anymore.
Yeah.
And corgis do have problems with their back.
Yeah.
So
I hope he's okay. I haven't seen them since, but I felt for her when I saw her coming around and she was crying and I was like, I would be the same way, so I totally understand.
Right.
I have been the same way.
I'm over here just like, I know that, you know, my Bobby and your Bobo, I'm like, they're getting up there, and I'm just like, but y'all are the only dogs I really, really, really love. Please don't do this to me.
No. Well, do you want to jump into this, how to have a magically introverted long weekend?
Yes. Let's do the thing.
So this is on Threadless, which I think we've read some stuff from them before.
I think we have.
And it is written by Carolyn Hill from May 25th, 2017. So this is a few years old. But I'm sure it still applies today because it's basically ways for you to get out of going and doing things with people. So it's some excuses. And then the first one listed on here is, I'm taking a drawing weekend. Every artist needs an artsy catch-up weekend where you can just chill out and draw what you want with no deadlines or socializing to worry about. And it's a pretty good excuse. You're an artist. You're doing your craft. People have to respect that.
I mean...
That makes sense. But I mean, there's also something said to, like, invite some friends over and just have, like, what we used to have during Christmas whenever Sam would come over. And do like a wine and canvas, or drinks and canvas, and paint whatever he wanted.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because my coworker, she's been telling me, she's just like, we're gonna hang out while you're, you know, off of work.
She's like, I'll come hang out with you. And she's like, ooh, we should do like some painting. She's like, I know you won't be able to drink, but we can paint. And I was just like, yeah, we can paint. Yeah, let's do it. I loved that.
Oh, you, me, and Sam should do like a Zoom paint. And
we should. We haven't done one in ages.
Yeah.
And I think that would be great. Want to do a game night? If you want to be social, but you don't want to be social out in the world where there are extra people to drain your introvert energy meter, suggest a game night. It's a fun way to have a chill night with friends where you can kick back with beers and board games all from the chillness of your own living room, which that's also something we used to do. We would make drinks from Mamrie Hart's You Deserve a Drink and then play Clue. What else do we play? We played Clue. I think we played Uno once or twice.
We play something. And then now I have those new phone Who This, and there's those fun card games that are interesting that we haven't really had a chance to play because we don't socialize with people.
Which is fair.
And then the next one says, it's laundry day. This is one excuse that is as productive as it is legit. After all, you can't stay too far. You can't stray too far when doing laundry, right? Leaving your clothes sitting and soaking will just leave them mildewy for the next time you do want to go and socialize. Your friends don't want that. And then plus the time waiting for laundry to get done leaves you so much room in your schedule for chill introvert activities like Netflix binging, book binging, and drawing. It's an ultimate introversion immersion.
Introversion immersion.
Yeah. I hate doing laundry. And usually if I forget them in the washer, I just run it through another cycle.
that's fair. I also don't like doing laundry, but it's so time intensive.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
I also hate my washer and dryer here.
That's fair. Like,
I'm tempted to just see if they would let me bring in my own washer and dryer and take the one that I have out. I wonder if they would let me do that.
I don't know. Maybe.
I should ask.
You should ask.
And then I could just buy the one that I liked. And
there you go.
But the only thing is it has to be ventless because there's nowhere to vent.
Yeah.
The dryer.
Yeah. Sorry, today is my relaxation day. This is always a valid excuse. Everybody needs a recharge day, and you don't have to go through the hassle or crazy cost of going to a spa to get spa levels of relaxation. Try giving your bathroom a little revamp, maybe with a beachy bath mat or a cool new shower curtain. Then light up some candles, drop in a bath bomb, set off some of that eucalyptus essential oil, and enjoy your home spa retreat.
I do love a bath.
I don't, but the only reason that I don't like baths is because it is so difficult for me to get in and out of the tub.
No.
So I'm down in the tub, I can't get back up.
Yeah, I guess the same goes for me, but that's just because I'm also very tall.
Yeah, yours is because you're very tall. Mine is because I'm missing half my pelvis.
I also like to just lay in bed with the lights off and light a candle, because I have those candles that crackle when they burn.
Oh yeah.
So it's really nice.
Yes, I agree.
And they're a really nice scent. It's like tobacco and something, but it's really, I love the scent.
Nice.
I'm at yoga. You don't have to tell people that this is yoga. You don't have to tell people that this yoga of which you speak of is actually happening on your couch, and it's mainly just Shavasana pose. Shavasana, thank you. Shavasana pose, which is basically yoga speak for taking a nap. I like the illustration they have of the sloth on a yoga mat and then a ball.
they have some pretty great little art here. I'm camping, in quotes.
Sarah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Time to disconnect and recharge from the comfort of the great indoors. If all else fails, sometimes you gotta break out the antisocial fib from time to time. You don't have to tell people that your outdoor camping adventure is actually an indoor glamping experience. All they know is that you're off the grid, and off the grid you shall be.
I would never go camping, but I would tell people that I'm busy, not near my computer or not near my phone.
Right. Like, I'm going to be out of cell service.
I am. I'm petting a dog. This isn't even a suggestion on how to be an introvert. Just go pet a dog. It's the best. I agree. And
And I love the graphic. It's this little dog in a white doctor's coat with his tail wagging. It says, "Trust me, I'm a dog tour." Which I love. I think that's great. I already built an awesome fort, though. I can't leave now. This is a social recharge weekend, and your fort is your kingdom of introversion. Pillows are your bricks. Blankets, your mortar. Sherpa blankets, your soft, cozy fort insulation. Forts are temporary. Best to spend as much time as you can in them before dismantling your hard work, and that means taking some definite personal time.
I'm not a fort person. Mainly because it traps the heat and I get hot really easily.
That's fair. I love blanket forts and I wish I made more of them. So my kids have that to look forward to when I eventually have kids.
Yeah, I'm going back up to the I'm petting a dog one. I love almost all the dogs. I love all the dogs that are here. There are two that I can't play with because Bobo hates them.
Oh no.
And anytime they're around, he barks at them incessantly. So I have to like wrangle him away from them and most of the time pick him up so he'll stop. But there's this one particular, his name is Oakley, the sweetest little dog of it. He's like a cattle dog mix with something else. But yesterday, I haven't seen him in like forever because I was gone at back home and then I've just been missing them every time I go in there. And he came over to me. I walked in and he ran over to me and let me pet him. And then I stopped petting him and he did this thing where he like put both of his paws on my leg and stood there, like sat and then had like his front paws up wanting me to pet him. So I just kept petting him. It was so cute.
He's like, "You can't stop. I wasn't ready for you to stop."
Yeah. And his mom goes, "Well, that's it. You're in the will. You're getting him."
I love that.
He's a sweet dog. I love him so much.
Oh my God. The other day, I almost called into work the other day because of Bobby. So I was watching, Bobby while Nick and Horace were out of town, and I had to go to the doctor's in the morning, and then I had just like enough time to come back to the house, let him out again and like change into my work clothes and then leave for work. So he thought I was home for like for the rest of the day home. So the look that he gave me, the look of utter betrayal as I was closing the door, because we have to shut him up in his room because he gets anxious and will chew on everything if we leave him out. So I like had to trick him into the room and then close the door. And then like as soon as the door was closed, he let out the most pitiful little whine. And I was like, I have to go to work. I have to make money. I can't stay home.
Bobo does that to us usually on Sunday when Ryan and I both leave at the same, because when we go somewhere at the same time, I'll take him out before we go and then I'll bring him back in and we'll get ready to go and he'll follow us down the hallway and try and come out the door with us. And I'm like, "No, Bobo, you have to stay. We're going to go grab something for lunch. We'll be back." And he just like stands there and stares at me like, "How dare you? Right. How dare you?"
Yeah. I was just like, wow, I'm the worst. And I was like, I can't go to work. And then I'm like, no, I have to go to work.
I'm getting ready to be off for a really long time.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm getting ready to be off for a really long time. I need the money. I need to go to work.
Yeah. And then the last one on this list is I'm at book club. If you just want to stay inside and read, having a book club of which you are the only member and you don't leave your bed all day isn't a bad way of doing it. Or if you want to have a chill social gathering, actually get a book club going. Get a few friends together to talk all about literature, make it into a podcast called Idle Lit Chat. I hate that. Watch as the podcast gets famous and voila, you've made a career out of reading and talking about books. Dream achieved. Hate that.
I already a podcast, so I guess I can't do a book podcast.
I was going to bring up, do you at like whenever we start our next season, and I'm actually, we need to talk about that because it looks like we're probably going to end up with just 48 episodes for this season.
I'm so sad. I'm so sorry.
Instead of 50, it's fine. It was partially my fault too. Do you, when we start back up, I kind of want to talk about, and I, two things. I've teased it before about doing something like this where we do a book club or like a monthly book where we read, and then one, the last, maybe the last episode of the month, we talk about the book that we were going to read.
Mm-hmm.
But also I want to do like a movie review episode.
Yeah.
Like maybe once a month we'll watch a movie and then we'll talk about a movie.
That sounds good to me.
Because we both love movies. Everybody loves movies. So if anybody has a movie that they're interested in and they would like to hear us chat about it, or they would like to join in on the chat, make sure to let us know. You can either email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or go to our website, www.nowaboutthatproduction.com, and let us know. We also have a phone number. Mm-hmm.
The phone number that I don't remember off the top of my head. Hold on one second while I go to the website.
765-557-4179.
Oh, wait. It's 765-557-4170.
4170. I was close. Yep. So, or send us a text or leave us a voicemail at 765-557-4170.
Woo!
Yeah. But other than that, it's kind of like I said, it'll start next. That's the plan for next, the next season. Once a month, we'll definitely do the video or the movie thing. And maybe the book. I don't know. I'm not a big book reader, so it'll probably take a lot for me to read. It might just be Sarah talking and me be like, that makes sense. Sure.
You know. It's like when you're talking about stuff that you're doing at work. And I'm just like, yeah,
Exactly. Or school. My school.
Exactly. Just like, yeah, Yep. That sounds about right.
And then the other one that I wanted to look at was this. It's Annex Teen Clinic or Teen Clinic. And it's talking about an introvert's guide to socialism or social activism. And it just has a list of 8 ways that you can be a social activist, or you can do active social activity. Become a social activist while being an introvert as well.
Yeah.
So there's...
That's something that's really difficult for... Not just because I've become more introverted as an adult, but just because of... all the different health issues I've had, like it's difficult for me to join in on social activism that involves like a lot of protesting and stuff like that. I just don't have the physical energy to do it. But I'm very excited to read this list.
Okay. So the very first one on the list is send emails, write postcards, and sign or create petitions. We are told over and over again that making phone calls is the best way to get the attention of lawmakers. And while this may be true, sending emails, bombarding their office with snail mail, and adding your name to thousands of others who share your causes helps too. One word of caution vet any petitions you sign to make sure the organization you are supporting is reputable and truly does stand for what your cause is.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah.
If you do have the physical energy, joining up with a march or a rally is a great way to show up for your cause. I know this may sound contradictory because you'll be in a group of people, but there's no expectation you have to chat with anyone. There's power in numbers, and being ahead in a crowd can send a very loud message.
I remember when we went to the march, or when they were in Indianapolis, when yes. they were signing the, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like basically the right for them to
deny service to
yeah, LGBTQI group up in Indianapolis. I don't like yelling at a march. I always feel silly, and I always like, I don't know what to say, and I'm like, well, everybody else is yelling, so I don't really have to.
exactly.
Yeah. If you are fiscally able to donate, it's easy to become overwhelmed with wanting to save the world, and trust me, you cannot do it on your own. It's also important not to overextend your time and your emotional energy. Focus on doing what you can and donate money or goods to organizations that can do the rest.
I always try to donate when I'm able to.
Yeah, even like $5-$10 is a good, I mean, it's something.
Yeah, it's absolutely something. Number four is write editorials. Have ideas you want to be heard but don't want to say them out loud? Consider writing editorials to your local or regional newspapers, or even start a blog. There are great ways to spark interest in your cause without ever having to speak to anyone face to face.
Yeah. That's always interesting. I like reading things from people when they have kind of information to give out about a specific topic that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Share credible articles via social media. I know out there, there's like a bunch of questionable articles, so make sure you vet it properly as well. I know there are a lot of people on social media who are reaching politics fatigue.
Politics fatigue.
But that doesn't mean we should stop speaking up. Sharing objective, informative, fact-based articles via social media is a great way to spread ideas and information. But please, I'm begging you, make sure your source is credible. The information is as accurate, objective, and as balanced as possible. That last piece is really good to make sure. It has to be accurate and objective. I can't remember what class it was, but they basically said, if you are feeling a very strong emotion about something that you're reading, more than likely it's written in a way that is meant to skew that way.
Right.
So it might not be 100% factual.
It's always important to, and this is something I've always said, like forever, is check your sources. Yeah. Go back. Like, if you're able to go back. And, you know, people ask, well, what's a credible source? Not somebody's opinion on Yahoo.
Yeah. That's what kind of annoys me with people that are like, oh, you can't trust any of the big media news outlets. It's like, well, then where do you get your news? Well, do your own research. It's like, but where do you get your research? Like, what are you using
as your research?
Like, you can't just tell me, well, don't listen to CNN because it's big media. It's like, well, then what do you want me to use?
Right.
Like, NPR is usually a pretty credible source. But it's
NPR,
like,
NPR is pretty good.
The argument that, oh, well, they're a big media outlet, so they want to skew a specific view and want you to see a specific outlook. And it's like, okay, then tell me what you use. Don't just tell me not to use this place. Like, give me a good source. And if you say Fox News, I'm going to know you're stupid and you don't know your time around.
Exactly. It's just like, there's one of the things that I used to keep in mind, especially for like research papers. You want to go to articles that can link back to a .gov, a .edu,
or .org.
Yeah. Well, .org is kind of questionable too.
.org is a little more questionable, but usually if it's an .org, then it's going to be more reliable than a .com or a .net.
Yeah. And then the, wait, did I just do that one? I did social media, yeah.
So you did social media, yeah. We're getting ready to talk about volunteer for non-social jobs. A lot of nonprofits rely on volunteers to help out with their day-to-day operations. There are plenty of jobs you can do that do not require you to be social. You could stuff envelopes, help with filing, data entry, office organization, write newsletters, take the minutes in meetings, create marketing materials, and so on. Volunteering your time and skills are always a great way to contribute to your community and your causes.
True. I mean, if you have the time. Some people don't have the time.
Right, which is fair.
And then the next one, kind of in the same vein of the social media portion, is subscribe to credible news sources. We often take for granted all the free material available via the internet. Major news outlets often offer readers access to a certain number of free articles each year in lieu of a subscription, and a lot of people take advantage of that. However, if you truly value the content they are providing, subscribe. A couple of bucks a month to have access to world-class, in-depth, and investigative journalism is adding value to your life, your lived experience. Help them help out. Help them help you.
I love that. All right, hold on 1 second.
Bum, bum, bum. I held on for 46 minutes.
I'm sorry. Okay, last one. Number 8, spend wisely. I'm a huge believer in voting at the polls, but also with my wallet. Because we live in a capitalist society, consumers have huge buying power. Think of how many food suppliers have changed their products over to organic because of customer demand, or how some corporations have cut ties with controversial investors because consumers boycotted their services. The almighty dollar is sometimes all that matters in our system, and right, wrong, or otherwise, that gives you a lot of power to influence. If we all become more conscious consumers, imagine what we could accomplish. Now, the only issue that I have with that is that there is no ethical consumption under capitalism. So,
I mean, like, I would always do small businesses.
Yeah. The maybe. Corporations, they have their fingers in everything. So if you can buy local, that's going to be the best way to spend wisely. But unfortunately, that does mean sometimes it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that you could point out that happened recently is Target.
What happened to Target?
Target, have you not heard about their Pride stuff that's going on? Their controversy about their Pride?
No, I haven't heard.
So they put out all their Pride stuff, and apparently they were getting threats about it, about people coming in. And someone actually went in and destroyed a Pride display. So they moved all of their Pride stuff to the back of the store. And they reduced the amount of Pride things they have in store. Because they say it's for the safety of their employees. So that's one thing. And then North Face was getting threats about the Pride stuff that they have as well, but they have not backed down. So I mean, North Face is one of them that's usually a pretty good one. But you have to look at things like that, and it's like, who's doing something just to kind of so they can make a buck. Right. And don't pay attention to those people, and pay attention to someone that it's an all year thing, not just June.
Yeah. It's not just June, which I know Pride Month is coming up, but you gotta remember.
We timed this out really weird. Cause it's,
we did
one of our more important months to talk about, and we're probably not going to release any episodes because it's the end of our season.
Not just that, because it's the end of our season, but also I'm going to be pretty out of it.
Those might be the funniest episodes.
That's Sarah's true.
Drugged out of her mind and
listen. I say some weird stuff when I'm on drugs.
You say some weird stuff when you're not on drugs.
Shh, quiet time.
Your base level is some weird stuff.
Okay, listen, you're the one who's still friends with me, so.
I know, because I have to have crazy. Well, no, I don't have to have crazy. I already have enough crazy in my life, but.
I was going to say, you don't have to keep me around, but you do, so.
It's been this long. I can't kick it at a curb yet.
It's only been like 20 years of our lives, you know. Yeah.
It was insane. Somebody said 2007 was 17 years ago, and I almost lost it. Almost 17 years ago, and I was almost lost it. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, we've almost been out of high school for 20 years.
Ugh. Gross.
Right. No, it was funny today because Jaden, one of the girls I work with, she's 20, so she's a baby. And we were talking today and I said something about, you know, I got married in 2011. I was 22. I turned 23 that year. And, Jaden was like doing the math and she was like, I was 8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shut up, Jaden.
It's like Ryan and I, he was talking about, we watched something the other day that was like, oh, back in 1996 and.
God damn it. Stop.
Technical difficulties. Did he pee on the floor?
No.
Well, that's good.
He was under my fucking table and he got caught in a cord. Don't go back under there. Get out. God. Anyways, 1996 and he was like, oh, I had graduated a year prior. I was like, I was 7.
Yeah.
I was 7 years old.
I turned 8 in 1996 because that was the year my sister was born.
Well,
I forget sometimes that he's so much older than we are.
Yeah. Well, you want to call it a podcast? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Hold on. Un momento, por favor.
Yeah. Well,
get out from underneath my desk. Get out.
What are we looking at? What are we waiting for?
I'm pulling up the scripted close.
Oh, okay.
You know all how right. This goes.
But yes, we're calling it a podcast. I think it's baked long enough.
Yeah, and Bobo's going to drive me nuts.
Yep.
All right. So thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked it, please like, comment, follow, and subscribe. Please also leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get us out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our Instagram is at our Instagram and Twiddle. Oh, my God.
Twiddle.
Wow. It's really time to call it a podcast. It's
really time to call it a podcast. Twitter.
Feel free to follow us on our social media. Our Instagram and Twitter handle are Now About That or at Now About That Pod. If you have a specific topic that you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. You can also give us a call or text with any questions you would like us to answer on the podcast. Our phone number is again 765-557-4170. And thank you for listening again. And we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And enjoy your Memorial Day if you have the day off.
Woo!
Sarah, enjoy your weekend at the, or your day at the naked.
At the nudie park.
Nudie park.
You have an excellent time doing whatever it is that you end up doing.
Check yourself for ticks when you get home.
Will do.
All right. We will talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.